The Health Ministry continues to make strides towards achieving its mandate of providing quality health services to Jamaicans. Recently, it has sought to intensify its public education program on the effects of non-communicable diseases, NCDs, as well as prepare for an assessment of the island's healthcare infrastructure. The government has also signed a Memorandum of Understanding with the United Nations Office for Project Services, UNOPS, for the provision of technical assistance in completing two high-impact projects. Stay tuned to hear more. Data obtained by the Health Ministry shows that NCDs such as cardiovascular disease, cancers, and respiratory illnesses killed roughly 7 out of every 10 Jamaicans in 2010. The government has since taken steps to reduce this impact by promoting healthier lifestyles while highlighting the ill effects of unhealthy living.
You're going to see a tobacco campaign that's going to re-emphasize supporting the major legislation around that is coming on tobacco and the ill effects of tobacco. You're going to see a campaign around sugar, supporting and highlighting the ill effects of sugar, and I could go on and on. To my mind, it is smart for us, having had the evidence and the science support where we are, to recognize that we need to travel a particular journey.
Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton. Minister Tufton says the increase in obesity and chronic diseases in Jamaica and the expanding internal and external food trade means the implementation of food and nutrition policies must get underway. He adds that the ministry is also supporting the efforts of several private entities aimed at addressing nutrition-related diseases. An assessment of the island's healthcare infrastructure will be undertaken over the next 6 months to determine needs in areas such as specialist care, additional beds, and operating theatres. This is in keeping with health infrastructure development and upgrading being undertaken by the government to better align the provision of healthcare services with the needs of the population. Dr. Tufton says, over the next 3 to 5 years, members of the public can expect to see the country's health infrastructure changing for the better.
And we're focused on 5 facilities: Spanish Town, St. Anne's Bay, Mandeville, Nepean, Kingston Public Hospital. And there's going to be some technical work here. And what we're going to do basically over the next 6 months or so is to look at the healthcare infrastructure generally in the country, juxtapose that against the population and the health profile, and determine within those institutions what needs to be added. In addition to that, next year I'm hoping that we'll be in a position to break ground for the new children and adolescent facility at the Cornwall Regional Hospital compound.
The new specialist institution will be the first of its kind in Jamaica and the Caribbean, catering specifically to adolescents. He says the implementation agreement was signed recently, taken to cabinet and approved, with over $40 million in expenditure set aside. The Health Ministry has also inked a partnership with the United Nations Office for Project Services, UNOPS, under which it will receive technical assistance in the execution of 2 projects. It will first support the government's plans to construct the Western Regional Children's Hospital, and second, plans to boost the infrastructure and medical equipment of 5 hospitals: Spanish Town, Maypen, St. Anne's Bay Regional, Mandeville Regional, and the Kingston Public Hospital. Both consultancies are valued at just over $560,000. Dr. Tufton says both projects fall in line with the ministry's overarching goal of developing a comprehensive 10-year strategic development plan for the health sector, part of a wider integrated health service delivery framework.
Through this partnership, UNOPS will provide well-needed technical assistance for the construction of the Western Children's Hospital by preparing a project document, project charter for the construction of the hospital, and reviewing technical documents, preliminary designs, drawings, and a medical equipment list.
Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton. Dr. Tufton says while the country's health infrastructure continues to face challenges, the government is committed to implementing the reforms to guarantee universal access to healthcare for all residents.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.